Sechen ist was auf dem Mario Jakob, wie so Pilkas, das Sechen ist was Daniel Schena, was ja schon erfahrt. Okay, Rabbi Zai, good morning. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Inyan Prisha Samach Leveses. We discussed the different shitas in the Gemara. So let's take a look in the Rashba. In the Torah Sabayis. On page 10. It's packet 7, J7. So, we saw Rashi Shita, that if a person's going on the Derech, he's poker ishto, he's intimate with his wife before he leaves. So that means mamish tashmish amita mamish, which is obviously a very big chiddush, because vestos is also betashmish amita, and now we're letting him violate that halacha. So the Rashba explains here on page 10, vestos atzman einon dvar Torah elami divrei. So he writes here, the Rashba, that vestos are only the Rabbanan. In other words, the prohibition of having relations with your wife before you go away on the trip is only midrabbanan. So therefore, if b'mokum tzorech, they lifted that issa. Because it would be a deraisa, then they wouldn't be able to say such a thing. She will need a, because if she would be a real nida, obviously, then she's also. She will need that, so called crave asur kitashmish. He will own a zoo, but also a tashmish will bad. So he says, the only asid tashmish. So, in other words, what he's saying is that chibuk v'nishuk is permissible. That's the Rashba Shita. That during the vessels, even, we're not talking about going away, just stop, staying home. That the couple wants to hug and kiss, kibuk v'nishuk, that would be mutter during the vessels. The only thing that's also is tashmish, and even tashmish is mutter when the yotze l'derech. Shafil mamish tashmish mutter mishum the mitzvah bifkar is ishto shasha yotze l'derech, mokha mitzvah l'gozru. So that's the Rashba Shita, that vestos are only the Rabbanan. So therefore, the two nafkaminas that come out from that number one, that it's only the tashmish that's also, in other words, harchokas, as I've heard it was pointed out, that's for sure mutter, the harchokas. You can pass things in this and that when she's only in the vessels, precious on the vessels, but tashmish is also. And the only question is, what about chibuk v'nishuk? So chibuk v'nishuk meikar din. Is we'll see. Chibuk v'nishuk is what the Rashba says is mutter, because since it's only a derabbanan. Oh, so that's the Rashba. Here comes the Trumas Hadeshen. The page. Here. Trumas Hadeshen, page 15. So the Trumas Hadeshen here in Reish Nun has a tshuva about Ba'ona Somach Leveses Shor La'odim L'chamik L'nashik Es Ishto Olav. Right? So is it mutter or not? So the Rashba says it's mutter. Right? But the Trumas Hadeshen says no. Here at the Osir. Here at the Oster, if you hold the Festos of Daraisa, then certainly it should be Oster. Because it's Daraisa, and Chibuk V'nishuk is Daraisa. If an Erva, like the Rambam says, so then it should be Oster. However, Alfilo Madom of Vestas Darabonon, but even if you're going to say that Vestos is Darabonon, Okay, Somach Levesta Nami the Rabbanon. So it's only the Rabbanon. Okay, Haini Yecholim Lomer the Rabbanon Lachmor Ala B'Tashmish. So you could say that's what the Rashba said. It's only the Rabbanon, so it's Mutter. Only Tashmish is also, because Tashmish is Nisukaris. Aval the Isla the Lav Lo. I got the Mina Parakesh. Shabbos the Issa Skila. This is Shabbos, this is Skila goes with Barabona, Yod of this Allah will goes with. But he says, Mikol Mokom Yeshloma the Endless Machal Zel, Lachalik Ben Lav the Chorus, the Endless Mos Kazer is the Rabbana Zul Azul. He says, no, even if it's the Rabbana, you shouldn't say it's Mutter. The Fomi Mechmir Tvei Bissachom Vim Lokalku. You can't, by the Rabbana, sometimes more Machmir, sometimes less Machmir. So he says, that you should be machmir. To lav. Mali karis, mali lav. So he says you should be machmir, not to do chibuk v'nishuk during the Vestas, even though it was only the Rabbanon. And then he says, v'al shar prishus lo chmir alo, she'en kan el chashash medivrem, al kenaril, that's a lo shar prishus kugel shalo yugaba, lo yochal ima, b'mzika sakos, So he says that you should be machmer on Toshari and Lashar Precious, Mashmer, the head of the Chibuk Venishuk, the Raisa, and Asiri. So he says the only Shar Precious we can be make of. But the Chibuk Venishuk, he should be machmer. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. So page 24, it says Bashas Vesta Tsarich Lufrosh Mimena Ona Achas. Philomishar Kravis El Bitashmish Hamita Bovad. So he writes Beferish. And look at the Shach. Mashman Afil Chibuk Venishuk Shari. Mashman Posak Beis Yosef Mashman Posak Poskin Vokatumas Abeshav. Chenere. So, b'kitzer, I usually tell people to be machmir, unless there's some tzorach, and she had a hard day or something like that, so then we could be meichel. But usually say a machmir tovel of bracha, not to do kibbuk v'nishuk during the. Even though the Rashba says Mikir then it's Mutter.
And it wouldn't matter which Vessas, if it's the main Vessas, if it's the Vessas, for all of us, the same.
Yeah, for all Vessas, assuming that we hold that particular Vessas. We'll have to see what the. But any Vessas that we really hold from, then that would be the din, yeah.
But the rest of the Rachakas would not be in effect?
Well, yeah, that's Mutter Begamri. That's no Indian to be Machmer. Like Mazizka Sakos and whatever things.
Look at
Magia. Yeah, Mr. Dunbar. I mean, in other words, just like to pass the keys, or. In other words, if your mom is holding hands, so that could be like Chiba Venishuk, because that's. You happen to bump into each other, this is one thing, but if you, maybe that could be considered like chibuk, holding hands, if it's in, not just time you bumped into each other. Okay. Now, not everyone agrees to Rashi that Yotze L'Derech is a mutter to have Tashmish.
Okay, so, question?
Yeah.
The Chumash Adash is saying, I think, like some of the SS and the Shulchan Aruch says Bishas SS. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
That's, the Chumash Adash is not talking like the Ona before, and Shulchan Aruch is talking about the time.
No, it means the own of the Vessus.
Some of the Vessus and Shas Vessus is the same.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we mean. When we say Shas Vessus, we mean the own of the Vessus. It's the same way. It's phrased a little bit differently, but it's the same thing. So on page 7, Chayav, in the Taisus, of Chayav Adam Lifkot as Ishto, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not Tashmish. Who wrote the Lotzes L'Derech? Who Rochov Mimena Lo Yotze L'Derech El Kain Yoshev Eilev Yivkidena? O B'Tashmish O B'Shar Dvarim Yidaber La Aliba. In other words, if he's about to go on the trip, so he should come home first and have Tashmish. But as you said, it's not Bashat.
And he's still asking the Indian of being poking Bashas Vesta. He's just saying, hey, I've been poking it when you're there.
But it's not going to be Matya, this
is. But there's another way to do it.
Yeah. If you look in the Rashba, take a look at the Rashba. On page 10, four lines of one. Yesh misha omishalo itiru piyotzu odechel divrei hergel. Well, divrei hergel means, you know, different types of kiruv, but not the actual tashmish. Well, tashmish mamish also. Not like Rashi. Okay. And then the other pshatim also, that Mukha Yosef says, Yosef Ledech B'Shem Mitzavah, Labosa Shah Yosef Yichayev Ularach. In other words, he should stay, say she's Anida now, and he's about to go on the trip. So he should stay a little bit longer so she should go to the mikveh. In other words, an extra owner. He should wait so she can go to the mikveh before he leaves. Okay, that's another pshat. But B'kitzer, Meikar din we hold Vestos are the Rabbanon. And therefore, Chibuk V'Nishuk is Mutter, Meikar din, and according to Rashi, Chayv Lufkot as Ishto.
How do we hold on the Indian between Rashi and the Talmud
by Chayv Lufkot as Ishto? Yeah, so Chayv Lufkot as Ishto, take a look at this supplement. The Halakha supplement . So two things I'll tell you. Okay, first we'll answer your question. So Rabbani has an important shuva here on page 14 in the supplement. So this is what he holds. Ma'u shir haderech haniska b'gemar shechayav adam lufcha lishnil lo seyo fiyo. So when he is died, he called adin hazeh kemar einu nogeh b'zman hazeh. V'chol zeh lo nemer b'zman ha'makod mishol kol ha'drochum ha'yu b'cheska sakarav lo yoda anahu masa yoshev. In other words, those days, but on the derech, you couldn't, there was no contact, there was no cell phones, there was no, so you don't know where the person was. Is he alive? He's not alive. So it was a very traumatic time. So then, so we had a chiyuv to do that. Rak Hashem yodei darko, hu yodei es makomo. Mishtokechas alav kodem tseisa. In other words, okay, a person's going on a trip without their spouse, so there is some motion, something like that, but it's nowhere near what it was in the time of Chazal. That you managed, you didn't hear from the person, you didn't see the person. And then he quotes from Rav Yaakov Emden, Mashiyotza l'chalik l'agos sayayivetz, in derech kokol krov, min yechzar anos haksuva olov, l'an ez eidzu derech eidzu ha'ona, kosel lo nitzuchel, vesta b'vayis kinu ha'chreir, also b'yom vesta, kesul fachas o shiva yom, b'kim, z'vada lo nikra shem chasar anosa, here's one almost because of Rabbi Mani once told me also that just like he told me like this, just like there's no chiyuv bizman hazeh to be poked his ishto because the maisa we're in contact the whole time we're in contact and therefore there's no kula also he felt based on this
there's no
kula.
Kula also.
To be makel, to be.
For Tashmish?
What?
No kula for Tashmish.
Correct. So that was one nakuda. And then there's a famous piece from who? From the B'nai Yisoschar.
Also in the supplement.
Also in the supplement. Okay. Yeah. So we know that the Gemara says that when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Kruvim were facing each other, embracing each other. But so the Kasha that's asked is, but the Gemara says that the Kruvim were facing each other with Zman Shisrael Osan Ritzon Shel Mokum. When they're not Osan Ritzon Shel Mokum, the Kruvim were facing away from each other. So Mestamen, now that the Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed, they're not also Ritzon Hashem Malkum. So he writes, so these are the Mashashamati, Shikdu Talmidei HaKodesh, Rav Dov Be'er, Magar Medrash. So he says, no, this is a Chayav Adam, in other words, because basically, Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu are, so to speak, parting ways now in the Golos. So this is the last embrace till they get back. Okay. Okay. Okay, there's a. Well, so now a couple of things. There's a famous tshuva of the Node of Yehuda. The Node of Yehuda claims. At some point, that was Pashas against the Rashba. The Node of Yehuda claims that the Shaila with Vestos is the Araisa, Vestos the Rabbanim. So Pashas says we hold it's the Rabbanim. And we hold even for Tashmish Amita, it's the Rabbanan. right? Because that's the reason why Rashi gave the heter. Rashi's heter was for Tashmish Amita. So he says no. The Tashmish Amita is the Raisa for everybody. And we'll say why in a second. So what do you mean the Rabbanon is for something else? It means that, say the Vesas passed. Right, so do you assume that she bled? So that's what we mean that it's the Raisa. That there's the Chazaka the Raisa that she bled. So if the Vesas passed, and say they didn't do any bedik or anything, and the Vesas passed, so now you're looking at Mafreya, did she bleed on the Vesas? So we assume that she did. Midaraisa. But if your Vesas is the Rabbanon, then Pasha, she didn't. And it's only Midarabbanon that you have to be Choshish that she bled. But but now go ahead and engage in Tashmish, that the Kuli Alma is an Issa Deraisa. What's the difference? So he bases it on the famous Gemara in Gittin. On page 16. So what does it say here? Look in the Mishnah. Hamevi get hinichu zaken. In other words, a man is an old man, and he has appointed a shliach to begarish his wife. So could the shliach give the get? Because maybe the guy already passed away by the time he reaches the woman. And maybe give an ichazaka, no chola, no sila, he could give it to her, b'chaska shehu kayim. He has a chazaka that he's alive. And Bas Yisrael had a sula kayim, if he's a kayim, and he went away, she could eat truma because he has a cheskes chayim. But then the Gemara says later on, he says, this is your get, it should be chal 1 second before I die. So then you always have to be choshesh that the next second he's going to die. And then the get was chal from the second before. So how come in this case we assume there's a chazaka he can give the get, in the case of the truma he can't? So I'm like truma getting karam is truma efshar get lo avdu. So he says, so the final maskana in this question is on page 17 on the top. Shema meis lo chashin and shema yomos chashin. That it depends, are we talking about the future or the past? In other words, a person wants to eat truma. So her question is, did my husband die a second ago? So you have to look at the past. Did he die a second ago? Because if he died a second ago, then... So then I can't eat truma. So when you're looking to the past, so then you have to say, here's a cheskes chayim. But when you're looking to the future, is this Shoachas Kodim, right? So then, Sheviyomos Chayshinim, because like this. When you talk about the past, so he had a Cheskas Chai, so why should we assume that he's dead? He has a Cheskas Chai. The question is, did he die 2 minutes ago? No. But when you're looking to the future, in other words, everyone eventually is going to die. So when you look into the future, it's not going to help you that you had a chazaka in the past. So chazaka will only help that if the is going to be created by looking at the past, so then we're going to be saying no, there's no iser because past we have a cheskas chai. But if the iser is based on the future, is he going to die in a second from now? So you don't say, well, he has a cheskas chai, because everyone is shema yomos. Everyone has eventually is going to die, so then the shema yomos chai shimon. So the same thing with another Behuda. If a person, the vessel's passed, and so did the period come or not? That's a machlokes. So the question is, did it come in the past? So we can say maybe not. Maybe not, because there's a chazaka that she didn't see yet. But if a person is engaged in relations, so then you're always looking to the future. In other words, could I be boiled the woman? But maybe the next second she's gonna be paris nida. So then the chazaka doesn't work for the future.
But why do I have to make that cheshbon if that's the sederabon? Why do I have to say the next second she's gonna paris nida?
So one second. So meila, the note of you is saying that the concept of vestos, whether vestos lareis or derabanan, is whether the chazaka helps for the past, because it's already the vestos already passed. So did she get a period on the vessels, or did she not? So if you hold from the chazaka, then shemay meis lol chashina. Right? But when it comes to the future, whereas we let him be boiled now with the assumption that in a second from now, she's still not going to be anida. So that's assuming in the future, but you can't assume the mitzvahs in the future based on the chazaka, because it's always going to change the future. The past is the past, so you can be makel on what happened in the past. So Meila, another Yehuda says this whole machlokas about vestos daraisa and vestos drabanan is about, do you assume that she bled midaraisa or midrabanan when the vestos passed and we don't know whether it was dam or not. Right? But in terms of, am I allowed to, if the person's allowed to chatchila, beboil her, so that's going to, so if you boil her now, so then that means that in a second from now, you're assuming she didn't become anita. But that's Shema, but I thought the din is Shema Yomos Chashina. Hashem Yavini the Hashina. So that's what the Noda Yud said. Take a look on page 18. Nekvar Noda came to the Rav of Masechus Gittin. Hashem Meis Loi Hashina, Hashem Yavus Hashina. Hashem Meis Hashem Meis Neger HaChazaka. Hashem Yavus Loi Hashina. Hashem Yavus Loi Marina HaChazaka B'Hachi. Perish HaDvarim Da'odim Yish Loi Chachas Kaschayim. Hashem Yachai Arata, Adai Chayhu, Aval Im Lo'odim HaChazaka Shlo Yomus. No one has a chazaka that he's never going to die. So rather yomos. So when we talk about the future, you can't say, well, I have a chazaka, so therefore I'm never going to die. That's an issue of the rights, according to everyone. Because Chazaka Orch was Manu Yavo. As a Chazaka, she's going to get a period. And you can't say, well, she was Tahora till now. But if the vest is passed, Remember Vestos deraisa utama v'sha'omar lo v'sharosa v'shas Vesta negin zeh yishkas gos tara hasosu v'zeh. Kach sami kamatanai maskin ke yichas at Vestos deramonim. So that's the shayla of Vestos deramonim, whether we assume that midaraisa she was a nida or only midarabonim she's a nida. But legabe to be boiled, that means that you have to assume that in the future she's not a nida. So okay, that's his word. Now people point out, is it clearly against the Rashba? Because the Rashba says that you can be boiled. That's why Rashi's heter, you can be boiled. Because Festus don't do Rabban. But according to Nodi Yehuda, you can't be boiled because that's going to be using the Cheskes Tara for the future. That you can't do. So Mimela, that's why the Rishonim, Rashba, is not following the Svar of the Nodi Yehuda. We were saying Festus, the Rabban is even for the to be boiled for the future. Because so what's the counter argument to the Rashba? I mean, even though eventually she's going to see, but maybe not necessarily in the next 5 minutes.
So just one is maybe we can be asking another bit with the Rashba. I'm not sure how he was going to bring this up, but with that which the Ritter writes, that maybe some of Mamish might actually be. I feel like I don't know who's on the computer, but not the Shulchan Aruch, but they're showing there is such a chilek between some of Mamish and the Ona.
So maybe
the Rashba is only saying that it's what they're with the Kodesh of the Tashmash, maybe that's in the Ona, and maybe we could do the Ashi that with another computer.
Maybe.
Just one other question, maybe. What would be the halakha if a couple of her graphs that the woman was Bishas or Nasa, and they were in the middle of Kashmir, and then they remembered? Would that be telling Hashem the best of the best of what to do? I mean, to the minds be Purish Vader Chai, Purish Vader Mace, or it should be Nigmar Biyasa?
Right, so if you assume, obviously the nice of their usher, so they have to be punished right away. The question is, that should they wait? I'm not sure, but I would think maybe they just punish right away.
Maybe
high. Yeah. But shaking in the other case, we know for sure.
Which is
punishing you. Right. Well, that's a good question. Good. Okay. Two more things in the supplement. Number one, when is the... There's onus yom and onus laila. So when is yom for these purposes and when is laila for these purposes? So take a look here on page 27. In Megillah Liros B'Netzach Hama, V'lo Kimlon Shapir Kodem Anetz or Acharav, Eino Asura El V'Yom. So this is two things. Say you're not sure when the Vesus was, the Suffolk. Was it the night or the day? So he says, in other words, the Neitzacham is the cutoff point. You don't think it was before the Neitz or after the Neitz. So you go, you always assume later. Why? Because there's another word. Festus only Drabbanan. So to assume later is more makel, because once it's later, probably she even got her period by then. Then you don't have to ask her another time. If you assume the Vestas is earlier, then you're probably going to usher her for a longer time. When you're assuming the Vestas is later, so that's already going to probably overlap with the Mamish the period. So then it's going to be more makel. That's number one. Number two is, what is the cutoff point? So usually in halacha, the day starts at alos hashachar. Neitzachama is further into the day. So, but you see from here, the Shulchan Aruch says Neitzachama, that's Lashon HaGemara. And Neitzachama is the day for this point. A lot of times, a woman will see Dam before Neitz, especially when the Neitz is later. But after Alos HaShachar, so for the next month, is that considered a day vesis or a night vesis? So the Chavos Das, I put it in another packet, Chavos Das says, based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, that that Neitz is the cutoff point, so before Neitz, the next month it's considered a night vesis. Rav Abadi argues with this. Rav Abadi says that Alos HaShachar is the time. And he says, if you look in the Sefer HaEshkol, it says
Beferish. What's to do with the Gemara?
That says that's so. Neitzachama is not meant to be literal. Neitzachama. As the Rav Abadi writes, and the poskim that have, you know, the Rosh Hashulchan says maybe you should be choshish for both. It's a suffix. It's a, you know, it's a Dritaras discussion. I just recently published an article about the Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have, and how that impacted on Psak Halacha. Somebody in the previous, and it's a journal that comes out in honor in memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. So someone wrote an article pointing out which Rishonim the Shulchan Aruch had, which Rishonim didn't have, and based on that article, I wrote a whole article on the on his article. And in other words, he told me that he didn't have that. So once I saw the which Rishonim we didn't have, then different things became clear to me. So one of the things that became clear to me is this psak from Rav Abadi, that in other words, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that Neitzacham is lav dafka because they didn't have the Sefer Eshkol. If he would have had the Sefer Eshkol, then maybe he would have said that it's lav dafka. Then I'll tell you another thing I said, a big chumra I said. And that is, see, Reb Moshe Feinstein, he came out against the Eiruvin, big Eiruvin. He was against the big Eiruvin. So people say, but there's a wall around Brooklyn, there's a wall around Manhattan, there are walls. So Reb Moshe didn't care about these walls. Because, like Reb Reuven Feinstein once said, he said, my father held, like Rabbi Eisman will tell me from Rav Reuven, B'shem Rav Moshe, my father held that if you have a Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaRabim is Menei Ubei, you have this metropolis. So there are walls around it, but the Rishus HaRabim is Menei Ubei. So that's not going to stop it from being a Rishus HaRabim. So Manhattan, you want to say Manhattan, you know, it's, okay, this wall is, you know, it's a shusayach, but when I say, you know, like, I mean, there's a discussion, how big could the wall be? So that's the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh. Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh says that even losos nulos balayla, but there's a platya inside, there's a public plaza, like Times Square, so inside. So it's not going to help that there's walls around it. Even Glossus Nullus Malayla is not going to help. Because the Rosh Hashanah is there. So some people, like Rav Shechter pointed out, others, like, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rashba. So why should we have to be Machmir for this Rashba? And then I think Chacham Tzvi has the Kasha. Mehechi Teisi. He doesn't quote it, and he loved to quote the Rashba. Here he doesn't quote it. But that's one of the things. He didn't have an Avodas HaKodesh. So, and certainly, I believe that if he would have had an Avodas HaKodesh, he would have quoted and he would have asked all these areas.
When did we say there's like Siyat Nishmaya, like what he had and what he didn't have?
Yeah, so that's part of it also. You have to read my article.
Okay, I will.
It's in the library. Okay, so that was the... So one of the things I discussed was this Eshkol, and then the Avodas HaKadosh, and a couple other things that I... Yeah, so I discussed these things. Okay, Rabosai. So we more or less finished this packet. We didn't talk about the Radvaz. If she takes pills, and then the regular vessel, we'll talk more about that in the future. One of the birth control pill doesn't have to keep the regular vestos. She just keeps the... But we didn't even discuss yet what the regular vestos are, so we only keep the vestos based on the pill. Okay, but basically we did what we did. Okay, Nathan, good morning. And MC, and Max, and Josh, and Ben Katz, and Aaron Levitt, and Sani, Ezra Hagler, and Zach Berger, Shlita, and Yoni Sonnenschein, and Betsy Enfeld. Should all be well. Okay. Yeah.